So we finished talking about the five hindrances to concentration. Those are hindrances that are presented both in the Pali text and the Mahayana text. However, Maitreya and the Sangha in their Mahayana text presented a list of five faults to concentration and eight antidotes. So there's some overlap between these two sets, the five hindrances and the five faults. But there's also some differences, so it's good to go through both sets because it gives us a more rounded, complete picture of how to generate concentration. So with the five faults, the first fault is laziness. Okay, we know that one. You can't get to the cushion to meditate. Or if you get there, like we were talking about yesterday, you figure it's a long session so you can enjoy your distractions for a while before getting to what you're supposed to meditate on. And, you know, like applying the antidotes is not so pleasant, so we don't do it. But, you know, basically it's just hard to do the practice. We always think, well, I'll do it later, you know. And so there, the antidotes for that is, first of all, to develop faith or confidence in the value and benefit of developing concentration. Okay? So to develop that confidence, you have to learn about what are the, you know, the benefits of concentration. Yeah. And so, you know, one of the benefits is that it makes your mind much more workable so that whatever object you decide to focus it on, whatever virtuous object, you can keep your mind there and really train your mind well in that, those qualities or in that topic. Okay, so that's one of the chief benefits of developing concentration. Concentration is also a good antidote for the restless, disturbed mind. It enables you, as you know, when you enter into the meditative absorptions, to temporarily abandon or to suppress the very manifest gross forms of afflictions. So it makes the mind very calm, very peaceful, which is relaxing and certainly appealing. Okay? So there's many benefits like this that come from developing concentration. So we have to learn those benefits, then think about them, and then that helps us develop confidence, okay, which is the first antidote to laziness. The second antidote to laziness is you don't just leave it at the level of confidence in the value of attaining shamatha or serenity, but you have to aspire to attain it. So it's not like, oh yeah, those are all those nice benefits, leave it at that. But no, I want to gain those benefits. I want to, you know, make that part of my practice. Okay? So the second one is aspiration. That leads you to the third one, which is making an effort. Yeah? So we have to make an effort to practice, you know, all the meditations and the antidotes and all these kinds of things to be able to generate serenity. It's not going to come just because we have confidence and aspiration. We have to generate effort. Okay. And then effort leads to the development of what is called pliancy or responsiveness, which is a serviceability or a fitness of both the body and mind. Yeah. So at the lower levels as we're training, we don't have much of this. But when you actually attain serenity, then the body becomes very cooperative. You don't have to fight against it. It doesn't ache and complain all the time. Okay. And the mind also becomes very cooperative. You can lead it to a virtuous topic. It will stay there as long as you want it to. Okay, so there's a sense of well-being in body and mind that really facilitates it. And of course, when there's that there, then laziness is gone. Okay, so that's the first fault. And it has those four antidotes, okay, of confidence, aspiration, effort, and pliancy, or responsiveness. Okay, and then the future days will cover the other faults and their antidotes. This set of five faults mm-hmm. is for developing shamatha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, we need some of it to do our daily practices, because our daily practices are involving both stabilizing meditation, which is on the side of shamatha, and analytic meditation, which is on the side of insight. Mm-hmm. Okay? So some of these factors, of course, we'll need in our daily, you know, practice as well. I mean, for example, to do your daily practice, you need confidence that doing your daily practice mm-hmm. is going to bring some benefit. Then you need an aspiration to attain that benefit. Then you need effort to do the practice. Okay? From that, then, you know, you begin to derive the benefit. Your body and mind become more cooperative. Mm-hmm.